congratulations. You guys wanting to make a statement early on, I think you did. It took a minute to get going for the scoring, and you guys were very dominant early on and never really looked back tonight.
I'm very proud of my girls, and, you know, I told them that I know we're going to make mistakes because it's the first game, and I said, but it doesn't really matter as far as that goes, but your effort should always be there, and your intensity should always be there, and I really feel like they did exactly what I asked right there, and I could not be more proud.
And you were able to distribute the ball, had a lot of line changes, about two to three minutes out, and I thought that was kind of nice, especially for some newcomers and younger kids, to get some on-court experience.
You know, I know I'm very fortunate that I can do that. I understand, and I may not be able to do that every single game, but for today, why not? You know, and we worked on every single defense, both our presses, everybody scored, and so, you know, I thought it was a fun game for our girls.
You wanted to try the full court pressure early on, and you definitely got that. I think you had to be pretty pleased to how well it worked there, and limiting their touches or limiting their shots, especially in the first half.
Right. You know, that was one thing we've really been working on, and I'm anxious to watch film and just see how we rotated, because that's kind of been our problem the whole time, or just something we wanted to work on. So that's something, like I said, we need to watch that, but it felt right. I don't know.
I thought one thing that really came out solid early on here, I thought your passing was very good here tonight, and some very good crisp passes just around the perimeter, inside, outside.
You know, a person that really stands out to me with her passing is Amber Lotta.
Yes.
She has come so far with her passing, and like I said, I really feel like it's because she had to run the point quite a bit this summer, mm-hmm. and you really don't know what it's like to be a strong passer till you are in that position, mm-hmm. and I think that has really made her get better.
And as we mentioned, you know, she had 10 points. Lindy led you with 21. She had 19 in the second half. And she hit that three, I think, when Emily hit her first three there, that was her first career three. That was a big one. It was like, Lindy was like, I got to outdo Emily by points, by two, and she did.
You know, I know. I was kind of surprised that, you know, she only had that many points, but then it's because of the defense that we were in. But I said, but look at her assists. I guarantee she has a ton of assists because she's the one who gave it to Lindy, or to Emily. So, you know what? I'm going to take it wherever I can get it. And I thought it was as strong across the board.
Well, you get a few days here, and then it's three games in 3 days. You'll start off with Coronado. Of course, I think they're a very similar team to what they were a year ago. And then Wichita Trinity, just saw they lost by a point at Garden Plain. And then Garden City on Saturday. Those are three pretty tough games to get ready for next week.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it because, you know, we know they're great teams, and great teams really expose what you need to work on. So I'm anxious to see how we do.
Should be a fun week next week, but, man, it has to be a school record of points at 104 points there. But congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.